Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310. But we begin with something that is going to happen on Friday, February the 7th. It is February the 7th all across the country is National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Yes, HIV. Even though you see Magic Johnson and he is healthier than most of us, HIV and AIDS is still around, still victimizing folk. People are still dealing with it. And in Indianapolis, they don't want to forget. That's why there is a National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. There's going to be an event, the 14th commemoration of the day. It's going to be up at Ivy Tech's main location up on Illinois Street 50, West Fall Creek Parkway. Y'all know where that is. In the house from the Indianapolis Urban League, Sister Deidre Coleman. And then we got some brothers in the house. We've got, Chris, we got some brothers united in the house. They so happy because they're brothers and they in here and they united. Larry Jimmonson, who's the executive director of Brothers United, along with Anthony Smith and Perry Green. Guys, welcome. Glad to have you here. So now, Deidre Coleman, you are like the person to make sure that our community knows about HIV and AIDS and these important commemorations. What is National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day?
National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day is a call to the community to mobilize the community so that we don't forget that HIV AIDS is definitely still relevant. It's still a major issue in our community, and a time that at least either this day or World AIDS Day that everybody takes a personal responsibility to get tested for themselves.
Larry Jimmonson, what is Brothers United?
Brothers United, it's a community-based organization. We've been around since 1999, providing mm-hmm. services. We do HIV-STD prevention, education, and awareness services on the African-American community and other communities of color. We also provide other prevention programs. We have Many Men, Many Voices. We got a Linkage to Care program that once we help people identify their status, and if they're positive, we link them to care, which is so important to get care. Care has improved so much. And it's real important that people know their status and then get linked to care if they are positive.
Is part of the situation today with HIV/AIDS, we know that the number of people contracting the disease, not just here in Indianapolis, but across the country, is not going down, it's going up, right?
True. It is.
Is part of it that, other than Magic Johnson, we don't see in the public eye, either men or women, white or of color, who are afflicted with HIV/AIDS. If you look at other ailments and diseases that are out there, you can see folks with cancer, whether it's Robin Roberts of Good Morning America, or a number of people. We see people with Parkinson's, whether it's the former prosecutor and public safety director Scott Newman or Michael J. Fox on television. We see other people who are clearly identified as having some kind of ailment. Michael Douglas, the actor, had some kind of cancer. So we see that. We don't see or hear of people with HIV and AIDS. If I'm wrong with that, correct me, but it's almost like we know it's out there, but we don't see any physical evidence of it. So people say, well, I don't see it on Entertainment Tonight or Extras, or I don't read about it online on TMZ, so it must not be happening. Deidre?
No, what it is that with technology, we are at a very more advanced stage. And see, that's what is the irony of it, is because HIV doesn't have a look and it doesn't have a face, because the medications are at a place where...
So medicine has done its job.
It has. Mm-hmm. It has. But 1 in 5 don't even know they have the virus. So it's not that it's not prevalent and that it's not a really major issue in our community. It's that we don't get tested and it doesn't have a look. And a lot of times, if it doesn't have a look, we think it's gone away, but it has not gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Is it still on the rise among women of color?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Is that the group that's most in denial? It can't be me.
Well, the women are in denial, yes. A lot of the women, a lot of heterosexual women, because they feel like they're safe because they are having sex with their main partner or with their husband, but also, so women ages 14 to 24, and actually all the way up to 44. And in my group, the 50 group, we are being we see large numbers of women that are contracting the virus in those.
In those over 50?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anthony Smith wanted to add something.
I do. African-American women actually, from the years of 2008 to 2012, the rate of HIV incidence was nearly 10 times the rate of white women.
Ooh. And
10.3 times the rate of Hispanic women. So
that's not good.
At all.
That's not good. 239-1310, 239-1310. You may have questions for the folks here. Deidre Coleman with the Urban League, Larry Jemison, Anthony Smith, Perry Green with Brothers United. 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's Amos, or you can send me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, 37890, keyword Amos. So what is going to happen on this coming Friday from 11 to 2 up at the big college center on Illinois Street and Fall Creek at Ivy Tech?
Okay, Friday, we really are excited because this is the first time that we have the event, this citywide collaboration with many of the community partners at Ivy Tech. So to have Ivy Tech as a partner, and Brothers United has been partnering with them for over a year now. So, but for them to open up their doors and let us come in and have this event there is major. We're going to actually do testing all day long, free confidential testing. We will be also having testimonial, and then a constituent of young people that came from the Christmas Addicts Magnet School that went to Swaziland.
Mm-hmm.
Those students will be there doing a chat, talk back with us, talking about their experiences there, which Swaziland is one of the places in the world that has the largest prevalence of HIV. So we'll have those young people there and doing a Q&A as well as personal testimony and confidential testing all day long. Well, from 11 to 2. And then at from 3 to 6, we'll actually be doing free and confidential testing at Walgreens at 16th and Meridian. So we're trying to give as many opportunities for our community to come out, know their status, get tested, and get information.
Larry Jemison, what services are here in Indianapolis? So in other words, if somebody gets tested and they find out that they have the HIV/AIDS virus, what services are here for them? Does Medicaid, cover the medicines? Does the Affordable Care Act cover the medicines? Is that a major issue? Deidre talked about persons over 50 contracting the HIV/AIDS virus. Does that mean that Medicare covers that? I mean, we're supposed to have now healthcare reform. Is healthcare reform helping?
Well, Amos, here in Indiana, unfortunately, we didn't expand Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and that's not helping people living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Other services, we had a great program prior, to the end of this year.
Right.
But now we're trying to revamp the way services are being provided.
Mm-hmm.
And we are advocating to the state and other officials to make sure that we provide the same quality of service that we had before,
mm-hmm.
That we keep that going for people living with HIV and AIDS.
So you're telling me the state where Ryan White put focus on HIV/AIDS across the country and was lionized in a positive way for that the state has turned its back on those that have contracted HIV and AIDS, who are lower income?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say turn their back, but we are in the process mm-hmm. of advocating with the state
mm-hmm.
In which we can get the same quality of services that we had before under the current healthcare framework that we're working in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely a challenge.
So we've got, on one level, modern medicine has the medicines, but I gather these medicines are not like $5.95 a bottle and you can get them over the counter at Walgreens.
Right, right.
This is not the generic stuff.
Well, HIV medications are affordable. The mm-hmm. same medications that Magic gets, the mm-hmm. same medications that people living in Indiana mm-hmm. are able to receive because of services. Mm-hmm. And we're just working to make sure that the healthcare framework that we have, the system that pays, the healthcare providers, right. that everybody is able to provide the services at the same level and the same quality, that we had before. And we're fortunate today because we've got one of the members of our Ryan White committee right here, Anthony. Mm-hmm. He is on that committee, and he mm-hmm. can speak to that a little more as well.
Anthony?
Thank you. I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to be the co-chair for the Ryan White Planning Council, which is a planning council here in Marion County that is charged with allocating federal funds.
Because there is a federal law in Ryan White's name that does what?
Provide prevention and education services mm-hmm. and testing opportunities for individuals that want to be tested mm-hmm. and mainly for individuals that are positive. Mm-hmm. And there are federal dollars that this committee allocates throughout the state of Indiana to mm-hmm. be utilized to the benefit of positive individuals.
We're talking about this problem as it affects the African American community because this is National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day that's coming up on Friday. But is this problem, but you mentioned that you're on a committee that has to look statewide. Is this a problem that is only in the cities, in the big cities in Indiana, or is this out in some of them farm counties?
It actually is. It is in rural areas, and it's growing more in rural areas. It's just that the main part of it is that individuals that are infected that are living in the rural areas may not seek services in that rural area due to either the services aren't available or...
Is there more of a stigma in the rural areas?
That's what I would assume, because you may not want to go to the one doctor that sees everybody in that community. So you'll come to Marion County or Hendricks County or Johnson County.
You don't want Dr. Welby to know. Because then Dr. Welby might go and tell somebody at the courthouse, at the cafe next to the courthouse.
Absolutely. But there are other counties that have a high rate of HIV incidents. Some in far, like Lake County. We have Tippecanoe County. We have a lot of counties that the Ryan White Planning Council services that there are individuals that receive services. And I did just want to, if it's okay, jump back to what Larry was saying. As of right now, even with the restructuring of the Affordable Care Act, there are local programs in place that if an individual was to test positive at Brothers United, everything is in place that will get this individual every service that they need. As of right now, medication, doctor's visits, all those things are in place since we do have collaboration.
Somebody sent me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. They say, I hear that people are living a normal life with HIV/AIDS. Is that correct? Perry Green?
I would agree with that. Because the disease is, there have been so many advances by the scientific community as it relates to treatment, it's significantly a lot easier for folks to live healthy, productive lives that have HIV and AIDS.
And along with that, with the advances in medication, and there's no look. In the early days of the epidemic, you could look at somebody and they appear.
So it would be like the movie Philadelphia with the Tom Hanks character.
Right. Since those days are gone, there's no look for HIV.
So is it that people who contract HIV/AIDS today, even though the medicines are there, you can live a productive life with this, but the stigma still remains because the stigma is tied to how Rock Hudson looked before he passed, how the Tom Hanks character in the movie Philadelphia looked as that movie went along, what people used to look like. Because it seemed to me that's what the stigma was tied to.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
That is. And also stigma is tied to people's religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. People who feel like you did something to deserve to get HIV because of behaviors.
Is it still considered among some the 20th and 21st century version of leprosy?
It is.
Yeah. And people forget
the scripture, Jesus went to the lepers.
Right. And that's why we need education. That's why we need people to come out to attend the program on February 7th to get educated and become aware of, because HIV is 100% preventable. And we've got programs in place to prevent new transmissions, but for people who are living with HIV, we have services that are available. And economics plays a key part in the African-American community.
in, I don't even know whether they still have health classes in high schools, but they do. Mm-hmm. Are they allowed to talk honestly about HIV and AIDS, or is that one of them subjects that they don't kick that out of that's part of kicking stuff out of Common Core? No.
Actually, we do a program through the Urban League, and we go out to the schools. I'm going out to Howe this week, Thursday, and we talk about HIV and AIDS because we want to empower the young people to make healthier choices.
What do young people, when you talk to young people, you know, and young folks today are fearless because they figure, I got an Xbox. You know, why? I'm not afraid of anything except somebody shooting me for no good reason with a gun. So they figure, you know, gun is the real threat. How can messing around be a threat? Do they understand it? What are they asking?
Well, once we really break it down to them and make it real so they have an opportunity to see the risk and assess their own actual risk that that they put themselves in. But see, they're, nearly 80% of the county residents newly diagnosed with HIV are 25 to 54. So when they hear stats like that and they look at their behaviors like friends with benefits, even though that's an old term, it's not an old philosophy. That's how they live their life. So they know they're putting themselves at risk because they have multiple sex partners and it's usually unprotected. Mm-hmm. So when they look at things like that and they begin to assess, man, if I put myself at risk because they know the four bodily fluids that this virus has passed through instead of what they thought it was, like urine or something. So when they find all that stuff out, Amos, they really begin to look at, man, if I put myself at risk for this virus.
Is it also that popular culture will show a heroin addict? They'll show, obviously, urban and street violence. They will show cancer. But they don't show HIV AIDS. I'm trying to think in terms of movies that's come out, videos.
Yeah.
I can't recall any. Well, am I right? Or you know, I'm not as hip as I was a gazillion years ago.
Well, the story of Eazy-E is one of the ones that we utilize to actually drive a story home for the young
Who's
people.
Who's Eazy-E?
Eazy-E was a rapper who actually, by the time he found out that he was infected, his virus had already transitioned into AIDS and he never left the hospital. Mm-hmm. That's a good story for them to relate to because there was an individual that was very popular, very current, and he definitely had the virus and he didn't get tested, which is what we're trying to get them to do. Get a test.
Are there symptoms of HIV AIDS? What are the symptoms? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, don't be shy, Anthony. this is like the warm up when the community leaders are here on Thursday. If they're listening to get warmed up, don't be hanging back. The mic, just jump in the pool. Just jump on in.
Well, my experience shows, and the experts say, there's really not a ton of symptoms to indicate HIV. The symptoms that may be present are flu-like symptoms.
Right.
An individual may have an extended period of diarrhea. You may have body aches. You may have a temper. You may run a fever for a while. Mm-hmm. You could have some fatigue. Mm-hmm. Mainly flu-like symptoms, but those symptoms may come and go away. Right. Considering that HIV affects the immune system, if you're fighting HIV and you're also fighting off something else, that might be the only time period that you have those symptoms until the body can get back to where it was.
Let me go back to the Philadelphia, mainly because it's been on cable a while and they keep showing it over and over again. the part of the Tom Hanks character when he showed, was it the lesions? Is that still there? Was that Hollywood over-dramatizing something?
Well, that's a case of when the virus has transitioned into AIDS.
Okay.
And the virus can lay dormant in the body from 6 to 10 years. And that's the reason why we want people to get a test. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And everybody that's HIV positive does not have AIDS.
So the way that sickle cell, you can have the trait and it can lay dormant or it can act, you know, turn itself on, the same with, there's the HIV virus that you can contract, but it can just lay there going, I'm going to sleep now. I'll see you in 10 years.
Well,
and then
Well, let me add to that, yeah, okay. Amos. And with that, you know, testing has come a long way. Mm-hmm. And that's why we encourage everybody to get tested, because that look, you can't look at a person and tell that
they're infected. The look ain't there no more.
The look is not there anymore. The only way to know for sure is to get tested. Mm-hmm. And like Deidre said, 1 in 5 people don't even know they have the virus.
And when somebody comes to one of the clinics you guys sponsor with Brothers United and they get tested.
Right.
You can swear on the thing here that Edward Snowden will not find this out.
Oh, it's free and confidential.
Okay. Absolutely. Edward Snowden won't know.
Nobody.
NSA won't crack to somebody's cell phone and find out.
We use unique identifiers with our information, and it's completely confidential.
Agent Gibbs and them can't find out.
No.
Because you know how people think.
We do. Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So not only do we follow the federal HIPAA laws, we have several privacy laws.
Exactly.
We got our own.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you take that very seriously.
We take it so serious as we won't even speak to a person that's visited the agency unless they initiate conversation.
Right.
So wait a minute. Somebody walk in the door of your agency, they got to talk to y'all first.
Oh, no. I mean outside of the agency.
Outside. Okay.
Once they visit it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, you really don't want Gibbs to find that. Okay.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that people feel safe, first of all, coming to get a test and knowing that once they do get tested, that it's completely confidential and that we got their best interests.
Deidre?
I just want to also reiterate that when we go into the schools, we take HIV-positive teens with us. And these teens, you know, they could have been born with it or contracted it, but these are teens that actually have the virus and they look just like the students. And so for them to tell their testimony and then the students ask them questions, they usually really get the message because they see for themselves, wow, they cute, they popular, they look like me. And, you know, that just wipes away that myth that the look of Philadelphia.
Right.
They don't have that look.
I got another text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Can you expound or do you know of recent incidents of people who've been cured of HIV and AIDS?
Oh, that's a good question, Amos. And, mm-hmm. and especially, you know, since Magic Johnson has got on the new medications And you know, first of all, I just want to say there is not a cure for HIV. There's good medication.
So the medicines do what? The medicines just...
It reduces the amount of virus that's present in your body.
Okay. But there's no
cure. Viral
load.
That's called your viral load. It reduces the viral load.
But it don't kill the virus.
It doesn't kill the virus. There is a small piece of the virus,
so the virus
present in your body at all times. It's still present.
Virus is like Jason.
It's there.
Jason keep coming back.
It's there. It never goes away. No, the virus never goes away.
Never goes away.
Yeah. It's called...
That's unusual in viruses.
It is. But that's... The medication has come...
To suppress the viral load.
Right. We call it an undetectable viral load. There's a level that it can get so low that it can't be detected. It's still there.
Right.
But it's called undetectable. You know,
got another text message at 37890, keyword Amos. How often should someone be tested?
Very good.
How often?
Well, anytime you think you've been exposed to the virus, you should get tested. And then there's a window period.
Right.
3 to 6 month window period from that exposure to the next time you should get tested.
239-1310. We're talking with the folks with the National Black HIV Awareness Day that will be on this Friday from 11 to 2 up at Ivy Tech. They're the Fall Creek Center, which is kind of like a student center, university center on the IUP campus at Illinois and Fall Creek. Let me go to Johnny right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, it's just a small correction.
Okay.
And I hope you don't, you know, do it again. Never mention sickle cell trait or disease when you're discussing HIV/AIDS or any of those diseases, because it gives the impression that you can catch sickle cell.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. 239-1310. Everybody, keep everybody honest.
All right.
239-1310. So if people want more information about the National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day 14th Annual Commemoration up at Ivy Tech, how to get a hold of y'all?
Okay. You can call me at 693-7644. That's the Indianapolis Urban League. 693-7644.
or you can give us a call at Brothers United. Anthony Smith is a contact for there at 317-931-0292.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to our website.
Y'all got a web. Everybody got a website. What's y'all's website?
At Brothers United
Inc.
Yeah, BrothersUnitedInc.org. www.BrothersUnitedInc.org.
So go to BrothersUnitedInc.org. Brothers with an S. United, I-N-C, all one big long word, .org. Or you can call Brother Anthony Smith, 931-0292, extension 653. 931-0292, extension 653. The event is this Friday. There'll be snow on the ground, but we know by then, Indy Snow Force will have the streets clear. They better. It's at Ivy Tech at Fall Creek and Illinois Street. Deidre Coleman with the Indianapolis Urban League. And the Brothers United in the house. Larry Jimison, the executive director, along with Anthony Smith and Perry Green. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad
Thank
to have you.
Thank you.